The Premier League on OTB.
Rashford thinks it into Cavani! Edison Cavani wins it!
Exclusive Premier League live commentaries every Sunday. The very best expert analysis on your phone and for free. Download the OTB Sports app now.
10 minutes past 9 this morning now. Allianz Paralympic brand ambassador Jason Smith won gold in the 100 metres of the T13 final at the Tokyo Paralympic Games. Allianz Ireland has been a proud sponsor of Paralympics Ireland since 2010 and has partnered with Jason for the last 6 years. Jason, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm not too bad. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. What part of the world are you in at the moment?
I am up home, so I live just outside Belfast, so just taking it easy, enjoying the good weather.
And how has the post-games recovery been for you this time around?
Haven't been home that long, to be honest. I was home Thursday evening, and I always, to be honest, post the games is always, even though you're off training, you're really not off, you know, you're running around doing lots of other things. So I don't even feel like I've really had time to stop and think, really, to be honest. But, you know, it's nice to be home and around family.
Well, stop and think for a second. What have you just achieved?
Another gold medal. Obviously, this situation was a lot different than the other situations. But I think if I really stop, and we don't do it often as athletes because you're always looking forward and looking at what's next. I stop and kind of look back at what's been a very long career. Sometimes I feel like I have to pinch myself for what an incredible journey it's been, and the success I've had, and the opportunities and experiences that come with that, you know. So it's been incredible, and Tokyo was an incredible part of that.
Can you give us any sense of what that feeling is actually like then? When just right now, when you're thinking about that journey, what are you thinking? What is the feeling, the overriding feeling that you have at the moment?
I think, like, there's different parts of it. I think of, like, when you look specifically at a race and just post winning the 100 metres, is a huge part of it is relief. Like, what people don't realise is how much you have on the line. And it all comes down to one moment. And in my instance, 1 10-second. And mistakes have consequences. So I think for me, a huge part of that moment is relief. But when I look back at the whole games or my whole career thus far and just the success I've had, it's somewhat been unbelievable. It's been incredible. 17 years. 21 gold medals in total and never been beaten at a Paralympic major championship. But again, behind the scenes of that is so much work and so much sacrifice has been put in by me and other people. And, you know, the success has been a result of the work that's been put in and being consistent and consistently motivated over that time. But it's really been incredible. And I don't really know if there's one word to describe it.
That undefeated title that you mentioned there, Jason, does that flash through your head when the final goes to a photo finish?
No, not at all, actually. When it goes to a photo finish, what flashes through your head is hopefully it's me that's slightly ahead. And it was a bit of a strange one crossing that line because I didn't. I could see the Algerian here right beside me. But when it's that close, you can't obviously tell who wins and doesn't win. I thought it was me. I thought I seen him celebrating a bit, so that made me think, was it me? Then I can't actually see the screens in the stadium to know who comes up first or second on the times. And it wasn't until a little bit later that I asked an Irish athlete or staff member at the around the side of the stadium, was it actually me? So, yeah, it was a bit of a strange, you know, you had this delayed 30 seconds a minute with the unknown, but everybody else actually knew you had won. But just at that stage, it's thankfully it was me and I just about did enough.
Is part of the relief as well, Jason, some of the injuries in the build-up to the games?
Yeah, and that's something that, again, everybody sees the 10 seconds in this one moment. And also, everybody sees that I've had success in the past and the expectation is just to continue on that success. But, you know, what gets the athlete, and in my instance, to that point, what's the challenges you've had to overcome, how you've managed the situations. And I think that for me has When I look back at all the success I've had at a Paralympic championship, that's for me been the sweetest, because of I've had a rough year with injuries, because all of a sudden you had a couple of new athletes who had run quick, and one of them had run quicker than me. So, you know, when you kind of package that all together, the odds of me going on to winning were significantly lower than they ever have been. To put it together when it mattered in that one moment is, you know, extremely satisfying, and it just makes, as I said, that whole experience moment that little bit sweeter.
How bad were the injuries, and was it at one point or another looking like it might actually threaten your place at the Games?
Yeah, it kind of had a number of issues, and one of them, so the first, I had about 4 months of back issues, which kind of came off about a year ago, around the post-COVID, like the significant lockdown we had for 3 months, which then completely hampered my whole winter. I remember thinking around December, January, is this going to be me done? Which wasn't me even thinking about the Paralympic Games at that stage. Just about kind of got through that and kept pushing forward and moving forward. Further behind than, obviously a lot further behind than what I wanted to be, had to make significant changes around my training, which obviously making changes on this year is not what you want to do, because that's higher risk. What works, you kind of want to stick to. Then I had more issues as I started to try to run a bit quicker, and around April, May, Achilles issues. Had to completely adjust when I was going to compete. I wasn't able to run much in around then for a bit. Only raced twice, and it was at that point when you're getting so close to the Games, not anywhere near where I needed to be. You start to wonder, are you going to make the Games? And if you can make the Games, are you in the position to be competitive? And that throughout the rest of the summer, you know, I wasn't quite where I needed to be, but the bigger picture was getting things right for Tokyo. And, you know, we were able to manage that. And that's not me, it's just me and those around me, coaches, physio, S&C, manage that situation. And, you know, when we look back, we got the timing absolutely spot on over the last week or two before competing. My training times had started really kicking on. But like the reality is, if I had been a few weeks earlier, it was a very different ballgame. So, you know, we had no time for error as well in that. And, you know, just for it all to come together when it needed to be in that moment, and just about coming together, is, you know, a huge relief and huge satisfaction.
At 34, did you think this might potentially also be your final Games, or have you not made that decision at all, so that isn't part of the relief too?
No, I wouldn't say that's part of the relief at all. You know, I always said before the Games, I'd still like the idea of going to Paris, but I would always get to Tokyo and take a bit of time to reflect and see what the best decision is to make going forward. But I think if I stop and look at it from a performance perspective, you know, that it was the second quickest time I had run in any Paralympic championships over my 16 or 17 years career, considering the summer of, or the winter I've had. There's huge room for me to run faster, and that's something that I will, you know, gives me hope and optimism looking forward. Can I get to Paris in another 3 years, which would be 37, and still being able to at least be where I'm at, but not be better? And for me, that's certainly possible. And, you know, that's something that I think I've lived a lot of my career trying to do, is live on what's possible and try to break down those barriers of what people see as impossible and try prove it through my journey and my sport.
Well, that's really interesting, right? Because what the risk is that somebody is able to go faster and you might lose your unbeaten record, but you still actually are comfortable because you've done something that you thought was not possible. Is there a trade-off there in your own thinking that, like, how amazing it would be to finish undefeated, but actually trying to get the best out of yourself over the next 3 years might mean more to you in the long run?
Yeah, and that's absolutely the risk. And with time, the, you know, just looking at odds, as time goes on, it's an increased likelihood that, you know, somebody knocks you off your perch. But for me, it's not about looking about what anybody else does, because they're going to do what they're going to do, and I can't influence that. It's about looking what I can do and what I believe I can do and how I can improve. And, you know, for me, when I look at that and look forward, I would always rather be in the situation that I tried and pushed through what are probably going to be greater challenges than someone also that just decided, you know, nearly to stop facing them. And, you know, that is part of what's probably been the biggest satisfaction about this year, is it's been the greater challenges. And, you know, from again, my experience in sport, the greater challenges that you face are the moments that you learn the most, the moments that you improve the most, the moments that you grow the most. And I mean, that's not just sport, but that's what life's about. It's about overcoming the challenges and trying to press forward and try to get back up and try to improve.
Because it must be tempting to walk away with an unbeaten record.
It is, yes, absolutely. There's no doubt it is a tempting thing to do. And that's just the balance of when up, you know, when is the right time. And it's not just about, you know, when is the right time to go around being undefeated or not, but it's also, you know, there's a huge sacrifice goes on at home. You know, I have a wife and two young kids. I pretty much didn't see my family all summer long, you know, and there's so much goes on, so much that my wife would you know, have to take a lot of the burden at home. So there's a lot of things to balance and manage. And it's about taking all those things into consideration. But, you know, for me, my motivation's not my issue, and it won't be my issue. I think that decisions will be made where, you know, I am physically and how I can continue to improve or not.
Fair enough.
And that obviously gets harder as you get older.
Of course, yeah. Time remains undefeated. Jason, great stuff. Congratulations. Sensational result and a sensational performance. Thanks a million for joining us.
Cheers.
So Jason Smith there, always interesting to get his perspective. Unbeaten. What a record. What an incredible record that is at Paralympic major tournaments. 23 minutes past 9 this morning here. If you want to get in touch, 0879 180 180 is the WhatsApp number.
The Premier League on OTB.
Rashford takes it into Cavani! Wins it.
Exclusive Premier League live commentaries every Sunday. The very best expert analysis on your phone and for free. Download the OTB Sports app now.